This is North Shore Today for Monday, November 20, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, the fate of a building permit for the new Whole Foods Plaza lies in the hands of the City of Beverly. CEA Group, the developer behind the Brimble Avenue project, filed an application for the permit several weeks ago, according to the firm's attorney, Tom Alexander. It usually takes about a month for a permit to be issued, but because of the massive scale of the project, which includes a Whole Foods, a bank, a restaurant, and multiple other retail spaces, it could take longer. Provided the permit goes ahead, Alexander said the developer hopes to start work again in the spring. The plaza is tentatively planned to be open in spring 2019. He is quoted as saying the developer's plans are to start pouring the foundations in the spring as soon as the frost is out of the ground. Construction is set to continue throughout the warmer months next year. More in the story written by Ariana McNeil in today's Salem News. Lynn's Beacon delegation is bringing home millions of dollars to the city for capital improvements. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, the Daily Item's Thomas Grillo writes today that more than $52 million worth of repairs could be on its way to Lynn thanks to the region's Beacon Hill delegation. The Massachusetts House of Representatives passed a $3.5 billion bond bill, which focuses on capital improvements statewide. Quote, there are lots of capital needs in Lynn, and these were projects chosen because the delegation heard from residents, community groups, and organizations on what they would like to see repaired in the city, said Representative Daniel Cahill, Democrat of Lynn. Quote, we are hopeful the governor will authorize them. Funding the many projects included within the measures will benefit the city of Lynn. These projects include $45 million for the modernization of the Lynn District Court to address life, safety, holding, and security and circulation, $2.5 million for deferred maintenance at North Shore Community College, $2 million renovation and improvement at Fraser Field, $1 million for renovation and improvement of the Connery Memorial Rink, $1 million for repair and rehabilitation of fire stations, $1 million for repairs and improvements in the Stone Cottage at High Rock Reservation, and $100,000 for renovation and improvements at the Lynn Heritage State Park Visitor's Center, $500,000 for the design and construction of the Lynn Community Path. Representative Brendan Crichton, a Democrat of Lynn and a candidate for State Senator Thomas McGee's soon-to-be vacant seat in the Senate, said, the 45-year-old courthouse is in dire need of renovation. The court is in serious need of a capital update, not to mention technology upgrades that are necessary, he said. It's a huge amount of money, but it's one of the biggest courts around. And Douglas Wong, a Republican out of Saugus, said the bill is a great example of what can happen when all the representatives work together for the betterment of the community. There's more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All righty, sir. Thank you, Bill. Mary Marcos writes in today's Salem News, after 16 years with the Peabody Area Chamber of Commerce, President and CEO Deanne Healy is leaving. She has accepted a job offer from Salem 5, but she will still be based in Peabody. As a vice president market manager, Healy will be responsible for overseeing the North Shore Mall branch as well as the Central Street office. She's quoted as saying, I like their philosophy about banking, and their philosophy is that it's more about relationships than it is about the technical aspects of banking. Her last day at the chamber is Thursday, November 30. She'll start at Salem 5 the following Monday. Though the Linfield resident doesn't have any experience in the banking industry, she welcomes the change. More in this story written by Mary Marcos in today's Salem News. Dylan McGinnis writes in the Boston Globe, two employees of a Peabody restaurant were arrested Sunday night after a fight in the kitchen escalated into a stabbing. The altercation happened at about 1:20 p.m. at the Century House restaurant on Andover Street. The 52-year-old male victim, who was not identified, was stabbed in the abdominal area during the fight but was in stable condition Sunday night at Massachusetts General. Rogerio Silva Thomas Dos Reyes, an 18-year-old, was arrested and is facing several charges, including assault with intent to murder. 54-year-old Rogerio Texera was charged with being an accessory after the fact. Both men are Peabody residents. More on this story in the Boston Globe today, story written by Dylan McGinnis. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.